प्लीज गो स्टार्ट मैडम इन रिस्पेक्ट ऑफ दिस बिल अलोंग विद द अमेंडमेंट्स विच हैव बीन ब्रॉट फ्रॉम द साइड ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट आफ्टर डिस्कशन yesterday broadly we welcome the bill itself but this should have been discussed amongst the chief ministers of the various states they are the implementing agency it is being done very expeditiously but much discussion is needed in this bill. Every citizen, including a woman, is having the right to live with the dignity and honor which is guaranteed in Article 21 of the Constitution. Sexual harassment, like even teasing of woman, amounts to violation of rights guaranteed under Article 14 and 15 of the Constitution of India. For meaningful right within the ambit of Article 21 of the Constitution, every woman is entitled to elimination of obstacles and discrimination based own gender for her development. Women are entitled to enjoy economic, social, cultural and political rights without discrimination. The primary concern both at international and at the national level is about devastating increase in rape cases and cases relating to crime against women. India is no exception to that. Sexual violence is not only an unlawful invasion of the right of privacy and sanctity of women, but a serious blow to the honor. It leaves a traumatic and humiliating impression for her conscience, offending her self-esteem and dignity. Rape is not only a crime against women, it is a crime against the entire society itself. It leaves a scar on the most cherished possession of woman, that is her dignity, honor, reputation and not at least her chastity. It destroys entire psychology of a woman and pushes her into deep emotional crisis. It is a crime against basic human rights and also violates the victim's cherished rights. In that context, today is a very important day because this bill has come. This bill is most demanding bill which has come today. It really needs support in the sense of the term, but here we have certain points. We have given certain amendments. Those amendments are also similar to the amendments of the government. Madam, experience says that these types of offenses are sometimes seriously abused. Today the experience says that the offenses in relation to clauses 490 and 498A of the Indian Penal Code are seriously abused in our country itself. They should not be abused. If it is abused, it be totally insignificant.